Chapter 16. Pooping Cat. My mother's full and proper name is Andrea Doris Lewis Hansen, but as a professional puzzle designer, she's known as A.D. Lewis. Ask any puzzle fanatic if they've ever heard of A.D. Lewis, and they will tell you she's one of the best. She can solve a crossword puzzle just as fast as she can write, and she can design one faster than most people can solve it. A lot of modern puzzlers use computers to help them design their puzzles. Not my mother. She does it all by hand. She'll sharpen an entire coffee can full of number 2 pencils, lay a big sheet of graph paper over the kitchen table, and go to work. My earliest memory is of sitting in my high chair eating Cheerios and watching my mother smoke cigarettes and mutter as she filled in those little squares. These days, she doesn't smoke. Instead, she chews up her pencils, which can't be good for her either. "There's some lasagna left over from last night, Douglas," she says, without taking her eyes from the graph paper. "I'm not hungry," I say. "Then why are you perched there with your head in the freezer compartment?" "I'm cooling it off." Now she turns to look at me. I say, "I think better when my head is cold." "Douglas, that makes no sense whatsoever. The effect of temperature on the speed of thought is negligible. In any case, lower temperatures would be more likely to inhibit efficient mentation." "Did I mention that my mother has an extensive vocabulary?" I say, "It works. You should try it." "I will do no such thing. Please close the freezer door." I close the door as far as it will go without crushing my skull. "Douglas, remove your head from the freezer and close the door. In the proper sequence, please." I follow her instructions. My ears were getting cold anyway. "What are we going to do with you?" she asks. I understand that she isn't really looking for a response, but I give her one anyway. "Feed me, wash my clothes, send me to college?" "If you continue with this outré behavior, Douglas, no institution of higher learning will have you." "They won't let me cool my head." "That, as you well know, is only the tip of the proverbial iceberg." "I don't remember any icebergs in Proverbs." "I was using the term in a general sense." We stare at each other for a few seconds, two aliens stuck on the same asteroid. "I'm almost done with my bridge," I say. "That's excellent, Douglas. I'm sure it will be an extraordinary feat of engineering." "I'm going to need some more matches."
"How many boxes do you need?"
"I think only 4 more."
"I'll call Mr. Pike at the hardware store."
Mr. Pike gets alarmed when a kid like me buys too many matchsticks, so my mother has to call ahead to reassure him that I'm not building a bomb or something.
"I should be done in about a week," I say.
"You won't have to call him anymore."
She gives me a weak smile. "It is not a problem, Douglas."
"Andy's coming over for the test run."
My mother's face morphs into that frozen-faced, pop-eyed look that I call pooping cat. Because the pooping cat expression is often followed by tears or yelling, I back out of the kitchen and head downstairs to scrape the heads off some more matchsticks.